Welcome to Hashtag Love Yourself. I'm your host, Jessie Jobson, and I'm going to guide you on your personal journey towards self-love.
Hi, my beautiful souls. Welcome back to Hashtag Love Yourself. On today's episode, we are going to talk about the difference between people who love themselves and people who don't love themselves, so that we can see the differences and we can start to understand how loving yourself shows up and how not loving yourself is going to show up in your life, okay? And before we start the episode, let's go ahead and thank today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is Loveworkers LLC, which is the company that I run. And it is primarily an online company, but I do live classes for spiritual health. So if that's something you're interested, I'll definitely leave the link if you're a local. But primarily Loveworkers LLC just teaches health in all aspects. We teach mental health, we teach emotional health, we teach spiritual health. And so that is my mission every day, is to do that however I can do it, whether I do it on social media, whether I do it by writing a class and teaching it to our communities, or just doing these wonderful podcasts online for people to listen and tune into and to gain some a different view or a different insight or different wisdom on how we can be loving ourselves better. Because as we know, the love yourself journey never ends. You never stop learning how to love yourself better. You just evolve through it. So, all right, well, back to the episode. So the difference between loving yourself and not loving yourself. And let's talk about that, because I think it's really important to recognize the difference. And I remember back when I was just on the beginning steps of my love yourself journey, and I was trying to find my footing, right? And I was out there doing research, trying to figure out how I could be healthier, how I could eliminate some of like the pain and the suffering that was going on in my life, and really get to just a state of health and peace and joy and happiness, right? And when I was in that phase of like trying to understand, right, trying to learn, I remember it was hard for me to really get to see what it looked like when people love themselves. Because I'm going to be honest with you, when you don't love yourself, there's rarely people around you that do. And the reason why is because like attracts like. So unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, right, you have these pockets of people, right? And when you're unhealthy, when you turn around and look at everybody else that you're sitting around, they're usually going to be unhealthy too. Now, that doesn't mean that every single person is going to be, you know, extremely unhealthy, but I'm going to tell you this, is that there can be those outliers, right, that end up coming into your life maybe for a certain period of time, or maybe they're in your family, right? Like you were born into a family and there's a few people in your family that are healthy, but there's others that aren't, right? You get a mixed bag, right? But healthy people, they don't stay around unhealthy people. And the reason why is because they value themselves and they love themselves, right? And even when you have like unhealthy family members, right? Healthy people know how to have really healthy boundaries with those unhealthy people in their family. And they know how to do what's best for them. And usually, on 9 times out of 10, that's removing themselves from the vicinity of an unhealthy person, right? And so that's why I wanted to talk about this today. That's why I wanted to bring this podcast episode to fruition, was because I remember back in the early days that it was really hard for me to look around and to see the difference, right? And it wasn't until I became healthy myself that I started attracting other healthy people. So now, from a place of really loving myself and really being on this journey for several years now, let me go ahead and describe for you the difference. And that'll be really helpful for a lot of my listeners, because that'll help you gauge what part of the journey and what part of the process that you're actually on, right? And not to shame or blame you or, you know, like anyone, right? Because like I said, we're all on different parts of our journey, and it's not one place is better than the other. And obviously we all want to get to health, right? But I might just be a few steps ahead of you, right? Or you might be a few steps ahead of me. It just depends. But like I said, no shame and blame, but let's glean from my journey the differences, right? So that I can share that with you, and hopefully you can see what part of the spectrum you're on. And then maybe if sometimes people have moments where they slide too, right? Like we're doing really good and we're doing healthy habits and we have healthy mindsets, and then something happens in our life, right? Maybe like a tower moment or a really, you know, daunting circumstance comes in and shakes up our world, and we move backwards a little bit, right? Backwards in our health. And so I hope that this episode can kind of just really highlight the differences, right? So that we can know like, oh, that is healthy, or, oh yeah, that isn't so healthy, right? So let's start first with relationships. So the difference between relationships, like when you're loving yourself, right? The types of relationships are going to be really important that you have. And the way that you'll know, the healthier you get, right, with loving yourself, the healthier the people around you will be, okay? And that is a tough pill to swallow, let me tell you, when you're unhealthy, okay? Because it's easy to sit there and point the finger out at everybody else and be like, ugh, I hate that about them. They're unhealthy. They're rude. They're toxic, right? But it's not so easy to say, well, if I have them in my life on repeat, right? Like if this person remains in my life, but they're toxic, what does that say about me? Okay. And because the difference is going to be is that an unhealthy person in their relationships is going to not value themselves. They're not going to honor themselves. They're not going to respect themselves. And when they don't do that themselves, other people are going to follow suit. And when you do, and the difference will be when you do love yourself, your relationships will be healthy. You won't have unhealthy relationships in your life. And the reason why is because you will value yourself and you will respect yourself and you will honor yourself. And anybody who doesn't get on that train with you, they don't have a place in your life. And an unhealthy person would say, but my mama, but my daddy, but my boyfriend I've been with for 12 years, but my cousin who I've known my whole life is unhealthy and I want to keep them. That's what an unhealthy person does and says. But a healthy person recognizes and says this: I love my family. I want the best for them. And I want them to be the healthiest they can be. But I also want that for myself. And the only way to actually have a healthy relationship with them is for me to have boundaries and health for myself that sets the standards for any of my relationships. And if I don't start there, right, if I'm not requesting health and respect and joy and peace from my relationships, if I'm not doing that and I'm accepting less, right, then what ends up happening is I am not being healthy for me. And so that's why I say the healthier you are, the healthier your relationships are, okay? And if you have unhealthy relationships in your life, if you have people in your life that no matter what you do, it's a toxic relationship. No matter what you do, there's always drama. You have to turn that mirror around, or that finger, I should say, turn that mirror around and point it towards yourself and say, what part of me is so unhealthy that keeps them around? And a lot of the times, it can be an unhealthy attachment, like an unhealthy belief that that first thought, we have to keep every relationship, right? You don't. You know what you have to do? Your number one important job for you is to be healthy yourself, because no relationship beyond the self is going to flourish and thrive if you're not flourishing and thriving. It can't. There's no way it can. And that's where we get tangled up in the untruth and the unhealth and the disoriented beliefs about what and how relationships really work, is when we say they have to be forever, right? When we say that we have to do it at all costs. Well, it's my mom, so she has to be able to disturb my peace and make me feel like, you know, a piece of S-H-I-T, right? Like, she has to make me feel these ways because I can't get rid of that because it's my mom. And I'm telling you that without you, there is no you and your mom. Okay? There's only your mom. And so if there's not a healthy you first and primary with whatever relationship there is, then there is no relationship at all. Okay. It's not, that's the thing, is like, you can't take one party and say that it's not an equal player, that it's not as important. That's unhealthy. And so an unhealthy person believes they have to keep relationships that are unhealthy in their life because of respect for the other person, because they think that they have to respect that person higher than they respect themselves and their peace, and value that person or the relationship over valuing themselves, right? And that's a really tough pill to swallow. That's why I put it as number one, so we could talk about it first. It's the heavy hitter. It's probably the heaviest hitter for most people. When we talk about self-love and we talk about all the components that go along with it, a lot of people can't start in the relationship sector. They have to start in other places like self-care or, you know, mirror work and body image and physical health and things like that. Because if they start in relationships, what ends up happening is sometimes it can feel too overwhelming, right? It feels too overwhelming to recognize that there's a lot of people in our lives that we need to say goodbye to, right? If we really want to do them justice and ourselves justice, right? The only way to do other people justice is to do it for ourselves first, to start there. You can't start anywhere else. The only way to respect other people is first to respect yourself. So did you notice that in unhealthy people, right? In unhealthy people, the people that are jealous of other people are the people that aren't confident in themselves. When you're confident and you think you're amazing, that's when you are allowed and naturally can think that and see that in others. You're not able to see that in others until you do it to yourself, okay? And that's the thing, is people who, again, like, think about the people that are unhealthy and that can't be honest or can't be forthright with their relationships. A lot of the times it's because they're not being honest and forthright inside with themselves about the truth, right? So really everything comes back to yourself. And so your relationships are a reflection, right? The way that you feel in relationships should be a high priority for you, right? The way you feel in general should be a priority for you. And a lot of people put that on the back burner. A lot of us tend to want to say, this outside relationship outside of me, this person that I love so dearly, means more to me than I love myself, than I mean, that my peace means, that my sanity means, that my personal respect means, my good feelings in my life, right? That person, I have to keep them around, which is unhealthy, and it's unfortunate. So when you are healthy, your relationships are healthy, and you only allow people who are actually valuing you, respecting you, and you don't have any lopsided relationships in your life, and you have only peaceful, happy, joyful connections that benefit you in some way, right? And that you benefit them in some way. It's interesting to look back at my life and to look at how hard and tumultuous a lot of relationships were, even when they were like a benefit to me in so many ways, right? Like, there's some really great people, but a lot of times, you know, it was me just being unhealthy and being like the nicest person in the room, being the kindest person I knew. Well, if you're the kindest person you know, then you're around the wrong people. That means you're unhealthy. Okay. That means that you haven't done the work to love yourself properly. And that, because once you do, and once you value yourself, and once you respect yourself, and once you honor your time and your peace and your connection with other people, then you start to only allow in connections that are going to love and respect and honor you back. And that's the truth of it. Okay. And then the next one, let's move on to the next one, which is priorities. Okay. So our priorities become different when we love ourselves. I remember back when I did not love myself, I was never a priority in my own life. Everybody came before me. Every single person in my life that I, in quotations, loved. Okay. And I put quotations around loved, because how could I really love them if I didn't love myself? I was putting out a lot of what I thought was loving energy, but what it really was energy to try to get people to love me, because I wasn't filling myself up first, right? Because I didn't know that that's the way that it was supposed to be. I didn't know that I had to fill my cup up before I poured into other people's. So I wasn't ever a priority. When Christmas came around, everyone else got Christmas gifts in my family, and I would tell my husband that let's just spend all the money on the kids and not on I would rather spend it on the children. Unhealthy. Okay. Because we're not valuing ourselves if we're not putting ourselves as priority. And then that goes with more things than just money. I mean, like, think of like putting your self-care as a priority in your time, right? There's so many things that go, but a person that loves themselves, the difference is going to be that they prioritize their mental health, their emotional health, and they're going to prioritize their feelings along with everybody else's. And that was the kicker, was that once I started to actually do the work to love myself, I noticed that I started prioritizing how I felt. And that was it. It changed my life. And I will never go back ever, ever, ever again. All right. The next one that we're going to talk about for the differences is peace, right? Nope. My alarm's going off. But our peace. So in a person that doesn't love themselves, right, their peace isn't going to be a priority like it is going to be for a person that actually does love themselves. So I remember back in the old days, I would say yes constantly to people when they needed something or wanted something from me, right? And I would just go and spend all my time on everyone else, right? And then I never had like those relaxed moments for myself, like where I could unwind or I could fill my cup up, right? I never gave myself the time to find my peace. And even in relationships, like I remember that I would keep going, right? Even when things weren't peaceful, I would just allow us to keep moving forward in the relationship instead of saying, nope, my peace is important and it's not at 100% and we need to stop what we're doing. And now that I am healthy and I'm loving myself, if something doesn't feel like peaceful for me, like if it doesn't feel either in joy or, you know, or excitement or love or like rest or whatever, one of the things that I want or need in my life, I don't proceed. If I don't have peace, I don't allow it in my life, right? Because that first and foremost, I have to have my peace. My home has to be calm. It has to be joyful. It has to be loving. If someone tries to come in and disturb that, they're out of my life in a second. Even just like the other day, I do a lot of social media stuff for my business, and I had a gal on there, and she was trying to learn the content that I was providing, but she was commenting. And she was commenting in slight, like, disrespectful ways, like just the way that she would type things out. And I don't think she really even knew she was being it just sounded like a teenage brat is what it sounded like, to be honest with you. And so she'd be like, she'd talk back to me when I'd be like, oh, this is what I was saying. She'd be like, no, I understand what you were talking about, right? And of course I'm putting the tone that I believe that she was saying, but her words were disrespectful. So I blocked her. And that's the sign of loving yourself, is when you're like, I'm gonna put up the boundary and get you out of my space. I'm not gonna allow someone to disturb my peace, because she was disturbing my peace. Like, whether she intended to or not, that doesn't matter. You gotta take the emotions out of it, and you just have to say, I don't allow that. No matter if your intention was there or not, people don't treat me that way, right? And when I didn't love myself, the difference was is that I would worry more about what the other person thought of me or how they felt rather than sticking up for how I wanted to be treated. Like, I don't ever want someone to talk to me or talk down to me the way that that woman was talking to me through messages on the social media platform. But people used to, they used to do it even worse than that all the time, because I never put the boundary and said, oh, you're out of my space. Oh, we're not going to communicate anymore because you can't handle yourself, right? And sometimes when you have deeper relationships, I understand there's a learning curve, so you don't have to kick everybody out of your life. But obviously, someone on social media, it's not worth my time to try to teach her, right? And that's the thing, is you have to prioritize your peace above other people and their feelings, because they'll catch on, right? They'll get it eventually, right? You don't have to worry about that part. When you're a loving person, just know people will get it, and you just move on to find people that are going to treat you properly, right? And you just say, no, that's not how I'm going to be treated, and exit. All right. And then the next is your health. So this is the thing, is people that are not loving themselves tend to do things that are really unhealthy for themselves, because they're not valuing, and not just physically, but emotionally and mentally too, right? We could talk about that all day long. But when you prioritize your health, and when you know that your body is important, right? Not only your mind, but your body. And so prioritizing that health and making sure that as someone who loves yourself, that you put that as like one of the centerpieces of your life, right? Because you're worth it. You're not only the way that you feel about your physical body, but the way you actually physically feel, and that you, your movements and all that good stuff. When you love yourself, that's a priority to you, because you love all aspects of yourself, not just one. When you're loving yourself, you're going to learn about what's healthy that to put into your body and what's not, right? You're going to know how to take care of your physical vessel, and you're going to spend time and prioritize that every week or day, right? You're going to make sure that that is just as important as exercising your mind and keeping mentally fit. You're going to make sure that your physical vessel is taken care of as well. And I remember back when I didn't love myself, I've always really been a slender build, right? Like, my body, I haven't really ever fluctuated that much in weight, not comparative to like most people, right? So like, I have a pretty like a tiny frame, and I'm a pretty slim woman, right? And I've been that way since I was young. And so I remember when I was unhealthy, I would eat and eat and eat. And I would eat whatever I wanted, and I didn't really care what I put in my body, because I really wasn't valuing myself, right? I was more concerned with what I was going to do, or who I was going to spend my time with, or, you know, like who I was going to impress, or like, you know, or like how I was going to take care of other people rather than how I was actually spending time to take care of myself. And so when I started my health journey, I really went on this, like, there's this learning curve to learning how to physically take care of myself, like learning how to cook healthy meals for myself, have a healthy diet, adding physical like regimens into, you know, my weeks and days of like how to take care of my physical body. And that changes through like the scope of a lifetime, you know, like when you're young, your body needs different things than when you get to middle age and older, you know? And so, the difference between someone who loves their health is someone who first off values it and prioritizes it, right? But someone who seeks out knowledge on it, right? And learns, because like, since we're all so unique, what's healthy mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for me might greatly differ from the next person, right? And so on and so on. And so I can't give anybody a rule book or a play-by-play of like what they need to do to be healthy. And that's because health is really unique and individualized to each person, okay? And that's why like everybody's body style is gonna change based on a different, you know, diet or fat or whatever. Like everybody's body responds differently. And so just knowing your own health, right? And trying to achieve that, that is when you're loving yourself. When you're loving yourself, it's putting the energy towards loving your body, loving your mind, loving whatever form of spirituality that you have for yourself, right? Your health is an important and prioritized piece of you when you love yourself versus when you don't love yourself. All that stuff doesn't matter. I remember, I look back and think back to like, I remember I was always really into spirituality, right? Because it was like my thing. And so like, I always kind of felt like I like had my spiritual health up, but my mental and emotional health were like not great. And neither was my physical health. Like I said, I always looked slim, but what I was putting into my body and like, just like I said, I wasn't ever working out because I didn't think that I needed to, right? Because my body wasn't showing, you know, signs of depreciation yet. and so that's the thing, is someone who loves themselves is going to care for and prioritize their health versus someone who doesn't love themselves is going to not care about it until there's a problem. That's how it's like someone who doesn't love themselves is going to wait until they're in survival mode, right? To do anything about it. Or like back in the old days, like when it wasn't until like something looked aesthetically wrong with my body or people started, you know, saying my stomach was too big, then I would start to work out. But I didn't prioritize that aspect of myself, like the health of my body, until other people had a problem with it. Does that make sense? Like it wasn't a priority until it bothered other people and didn't fit along with what society said that I needed to be, right? So that's the difference with your health. And then body image is super duper important. And that's the last one that I had for us to know the difference of. And, you know, it goes hand in hand with like taking care of our bodies, right? Our body image is so huge for the feminine energy on our planet. Like, it's just amazing to me how much negative energy we throw at females and feminines on this planet about their body image. Like how many backwards messages that we actually are sending, unhealthy messages that we're sending. And so I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been on my self-love journey for about 4 years now, and my body image is something that I have to work on every single day. Every single day. And the reason is because in our society and in our world, we're constantly being shown this unhealthy version of something that we need to become to be sexy or to be beautiful, to be accepted, right, into society. And it's not okay. It's not healthy. It's not loving ourselves. And so because I don't fit into that box that society says, I constantly have to rewire. It's like every morning I have to rewire my brain to remind myself that my body is perfect just the way it shows up to be every day. Because I am, at this point in my life, I'm the healthiest I've ever been physically. And since I'm the healthiest I've ever been physically, and the way that my body looks currently, it is of health, right? But people don't look at me and see health because I don't look fat. And that's what is the society standard right now, is that you're supposed to be overweight, but you're only supposed to be overweight in specific areas that are important for men in our society, heterosexual men. And it's your breasts and it's your butt. And if you don't have oversized areas in your breasts and your butt, then you, to society, are not beautiful. You're not healthy looking to them, right? And that they'll tell you that over and over and over again. They'll tell you in every rap song, in most every music, right, that you ever listen to on the radio. They'll tell you on all the TV screens with everybody getting butt lifts and boob jobs. And they'll let you know that that's what the standard is, right? And if you don't fit into that, and so that's the difference between someone who loves themselves and someone who doesn't, is someone that is constantly trying to hit that mark that society says that we have to be, trying to have a big butt, trying to have these outrageously large breasts for heterosexual men or other people too. But that's who's running that boat. That's who's driving that boat, people. If you really want to know who's running that part of the world of what women should be, it's a heterosexual man. And it's not okay. And so are you playing into that? When you're loving yourself as a female, you're not playing into that, right? And if you are playing into it, right, and you're finding yourself unhappy, because it's a mark that you can never find happiness in, no matter how many surgeries you get. Let me tell you, I've had them. You know, I did have breast cancer, so I did have reconstructive surgery because of my breast cancer, right? But I was reconstructing my body to fit what society told me I needed to look like, what my husband told me I needed to look like at the time, right? What everybody was saying was sexy. Did I care that it was actually what was best for the frame of my body? No, I didn't care that I was having neck and back issues because of it, right? I was just more concerned about what everybody else wanted. And so your body image, whether you're a male or a female, right? And males, I have a harder time knowing what it is that they battle with, you know? Because I'm a female, and so I battle with my own, but I know that there's stuff out there with like the muscles and the money status. That's the biggest one that I see that's so unhealthy for males, is them trying to like chase and flaunt this whole like keeping up with the Joneses thing, like this money status of like who's got the fanciest car, who's got the most money in their, you know, who can flash the most. It's unhealthy, right? And so an unhealthy person falls into that, you know, falls into that game, right? Of things that aren't really healthy for you, but that are healthier for what society is telling us we should be. And so for body image, I really want everybody to, like, your goal should be just to be healthy, right? Like to be a healthy version. So whatever that is for your body, right? And so just go out there and be healthy, and then your body is going to get to a size and a shape, and that is your body. And then every day, I want you to wake up and love that shape of that body. And obviously, right, you're going to be on different aspects of your journey. And sometimes you're not going to start out at the journey being in that spot of where you're physically healthy, right? But I still want you to look in the mirror from that spot, and I want you to do the work to love yourself at whatever part of the journey you are on, right? Whether you have a voluptuous shape or not, whether you have skinny legs or not, a healthy person, someone that loves themselves, is going to look in the mirror, and even if they feel the discord and the dissatisfaction from what society has said versus what they actually are, right? Because that happens to me every day. If you feel that discord and you're like, oh, but I'm not a voluptuous person like everybody says is beautiful. I don't have, you know, all the things, right? I want you to look at yourself in the reflection and say, but first off, I'm alive. Second off, I'm gorgeous. It doesn't matter what shape I am. Beauty doesn't follow one size or one shape. Beauty comes in all shapes and all sizes, right? And then I also want you to remind yourself that your body image gets to be created by you. That's what a healthy person does. is they follow their own body image, right? Get off the big butt bandwagon. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting it off. I'm getting off of it. And every day I have to work to like rip it out of my brain because it's everywhere. But get off of that bandwagon and say, why do I need a big butt? Like, what is that for? It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy. And the person that I want to be with isn't going to want that either, because they're going to value other things way above that. And they're going to want someone that is beautiful just like me. That is beautiful like me because I'm me, right? So there you go. Okay, well, I hope that you gleaned some information and got to see some of the highlights from the differences of people that love themselves and people that don't, right? It gets really important to be able to like to hear about what that looks like, especially if you don't have any examples of that in your life. All right, well, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and don't forget, love yourself. Bye.